shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Start with adulterers and adulteresses. Spiritually speaking, not physically at this particular verse. This is spiritually speaking. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Now, the world is cosmos. It's the arrangement or order of our society. And, of course, in other countries, they have different societies. But all of them are geared to one thing, Antichrist. They're all geared to that one thing because the world system is an outreach program by the devil. That's his outreach program to stop people, number one, from receiving Christ as their Savior. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. And it's also to prevent Christians from growing up in him. And how does he do that? He has deception, he has distraction, and for the Christian, he has a disillusionment with Christianity in general. James is speaking to people who are embracing the world. They're becoming materialistic. They're becoming secularized, where you depend more on man than you do on God. You only depend on God when it's really bad, and then you turn to him. But most of the time, it's men depending on men depending on themselves. Secularization. That's what our society is. In America, it's secularized. They don't want any form of religion in it. They just want you to depend mostly now on the government. We have, 48-49% of the nation's population in some way, in some measure, are getting a check from the government. So you got a lot of people depending on the government. That's secularization. That's when people look to the government before they look to God. And we have moralism, people feeling that they're good enough and because they're better than somebody else. There's lots of different attitudes that are part of worldliness. And worldliness, as we said, is an outreach program from the devil. It's designed to keep people unsaved, and it's designed to keep people from growing up. So God wants to make people worldly. I don't think, not God, the devil, that's right. The devil wants to make people worldly, and he wants to make churches worldly. He wants to do it to churches as well. So he says, let me finish the rest of the verse. Therefore, whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The world system, the world society, it's education, it's philosophy of life. You know, money, success, BMWs, that's what's really important in life. I said that because the Coke's not here this morning. He's up in Jacksonville with his BMW. But they think, you know, having the fancy car is important. They think being successful is important. Having a lot of money, being affluent. That's the philosophy of life that the world has. The world's entertainment, you don't even have to be told about that. From TV to movies to music, I mean, it's all vulgar, it's all degrading to women, it's all antichrist. It's just terrible what we have, and yet Christians embrace it. Christians embrace their education. Parents are so happy that their kids are going to go to an Ivy League college and have their faith dismantled. And they're so, my kid's going to that college. It's so wonderful. Yeah, they're going to have their faith dismantled while they're there. And with all of the liberal and anti-Christ professors, and you think that's wonderful. That's the cosmos, and you're allowing your children. In fact, you're going to pay big bucks for your children to go get disillusioned about their faith. And so all of that's part of the world system. It's all out there. And iniquity is part of the world system, living by your feelings. Living by your feelings, going opposite of God because it feels better to do so. Living for pleasure. Living for pleasure instead of living for Christ. All of it part of the devil's outreach program. See, we do outreach at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The devil's got an outreach program that goes 24/7. It's called the world system. The goal of the world, as we said, is to prevent people from being saved, deception, distraction, and in the case of the unsaved, a discredited church. They look at the church and they'll tell you, all hypocrites, all they want is money, all they want. The church has been discredited for the purpose of keeping people from getting saved. So that's the world system, and the world system is affecting the saved and the unsaved. And the people that are in the world, of course, you know, the people that are in the world, although they are deceived, they are loved by the Lord. John 3:16, simple. God so loved the world. So the people in the world God loves. He doesn't love the world system. He doesn't love its education, its entertainment, its all of that junk. He doesn't love that, but he loves the people that are in it. And the thing that separates me from the cosmos, every believer has to deal with the cosmos, the world. The thing that separates me from that is the intake of God's word into my soul. And when that happens, I don't have to on purpose do anything about the world. I just find myself more and more separate from it. Like Paul said, I'm crucified to the world, the world's crucified to me. I have nothing in the world, and the world has nothing in me. It has no hold on me, is what he's saying. I have nothing that I desire in the world, and the world has no hold of my soul whatsoever. And it all happened not because I tried to make it happen, it just happened. Because I just kept taking in the word, and as I took in the word, I found myself being separated from the world. So I don't have a problem with materialism. I don't have a problem with my identity crisis trying to be a successful person. I don't have problems in those areas. And it's not because I'm somehow superior to other people. I just don't have them because I have intake of the word for the past 35, 40 years. And it's the word that's done it, just like we're taught in Matthew 13. It's the word that produces the fruit. Without that, we could do nothing. So that's why Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to the world. Don't let the world get a hold of you. Don't adopt its ideas and its values, and don't think you've got to have a pile of money to be called successful. You're successful because you're saved. And the people that aren't saved are not successful no matter how much money they have. So, I mean, God has a whole separate system of evaluating us. So don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. How does that happen? The intake of God's word. The more word I intake, the more I'm separated from the world. And so that's a beautiful verse. So Christians and churches that neglect the word of God will become worldly. And there are churches that neglect it. They emphasize the, you know, singing and other things, and they drop the word down to a 10-minute sermonette because they don't want to offend people, and the neglect of the word is going to make the church worldly. They won't have to invite it in. It's just coming in. Automatic. because of neglecting the intake of God's word in your life. But on the other hand, increasing the intake of God's word in your life will produce a great separation between you and the world that you don't even have to work at. It just happens. When Jesus prayed for his disciples in John 17, 14th verse, he said, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because of it." They have your word, and which means that they're always some way, somehow, bringing up the word in life. Or they're not doing something, or they are doing something because the word told them to, and other people are offended by that. So the world hates them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. So I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. He didn't pray that we would all die. That's a good thing. Moments after you got saved, you die. That wouldn't be a good selling point. Here, pray with me and then you're dead. So I don't pray that you'd take them out of the world. I'm not praying that you'd remove them. But that you should keep them from the evil one who is orchestrating his outreach program through the world system. And through the music and through the entertainment and through the education and through the news media and every avenue it has to get to your heart and mind, it will use it to separate you from Christ. The world will separate you from Christ. The Word will separate you from the Word, from the world. So the story, verse 17, "For sanctify them," or separate them, "by your truth." And your Word is truth. So then we're not of the world, they're not of the world, but we're in the world. How are we going to be kept from the evil that's in the world? We're separated by truth. And the Word of God brings us truth. Now we go back to the story of Noah and the flood, one of the most, perhaps one of the best known biblical stories. It's up there with Moses and the Red Sea and probably David and Goliath, Adam and Eve. Well, those are probably the four biggies that people know everywhere. Noah and the Flood, not that stupid movie that just came out, but with the rock creatures. Not that one. I'm not even going to ask you how many saw that because I don't want to embarrass you. The story of Noah and the Flood, countless attempts have been made. If you can turn on the Discovery Channel any night of the week, countless attempts have been made to discredit the flood. But they have failed to do so because of an overwhelming body of evidence about the flood. It includes actual pictures of the ark buried in the ice in the mountains of Turkey. And then if you just consider the population of the world, it's 7 billion. Right now we grow at 2%.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.